This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. Our guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Heather Mulder from the Alzheimer's Association Illinois Chapter. Heather, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Not a problem. And we are here to talk about the association and promote a big event that you have coming up later this month out in Nokomis. First and foremost, let's get things started by talking a little bit about the association. For those that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Alzheimer's Association and what you guys do.
Well, the Alzheimer's Association is actually a nationwide organization, and we're dedicated to pretty much stopping Alzheimer's disease is really our vision. And we do this through a variety of ways. Through advancing research is a big thing that we try to do. We offer a lot of different funding for different research programs that are out there. We also provide care and support for people who are affected by this disease. I'm not sure if you know anybody who's been affected by Alzheimer's, but, you know, it's not a disease of the individual. This is a disease that affects their entire family, their entire support system. And so the Alzheimer's Association has different services in place, not only for the person who's been diagnosed, but for their family members and caregivers as well. We have different counseling services. We can help people find resources in their communities to just kind of put those supports in place and try to help them navigate through this world of Alzheimer's disease.
You talk about research. Research regarding Alzheimer's disease. Is research getting better for this disease?
You know, they are looking into so many different things when it comes to Alzheimer's disease. Right now, we have a lot to learn. I read somewhere a great way to kind of look at where we are in the world of Alzheimer's is, you know, in maybe 30, 40 years ago, people just had heart attacks. They would just one day have a heart attack and people didn't know why. And then they started looking back. They said, what's happening before this to cause that heart attack to happen? And that's when they discovered high cholesterol was causing a heart attack. High blood pressure was causing a heart attack. So they developed treatments to prevent the heart attack from even happening by taking care of the cholesterol and the blood pressure in advance. So one of the avenues that they're looking into with Alzheimer's disease, now researchers know that these hallmark signs of Alzheimer's are actually forming in someone's brain 10 or 20 years before they show outward signs.
Wow. I did not know that. That's impressive.
I mean, it's really incredible to think about. And so now researchers are looking and saying, how can we step in 10 or 20 years when these plaques and tangles start forming in someone's mind? How can we step in and prevent this from turning into Alzheimer's disease? And I mean, that's just one avenue of research. They're looking into the genetic components of Alzheimer's disease. We have a lot to learn in that arena as well. They're looking into ways to care for people who already have it or find a treatment for people who have already developed Alzheimer's disease. Right now, we only have a few medications that have been approved. And a good way to look at the medications that we have now, they're kind of like a Band-Aid. They're not going to fix Alzheimer's disease. They're just going to help you cope with it for a little while. So, again, in that treatment sort of arena, they're looking into treatments for Alzheimer's disease. They're looking in ways to care for people with it, care for people who are caring for someone as well. There's studies that are looking at how to help the caregivers and then looking at ways to prevent it from even forming. So it's really exciting in the world of research right now. I don't know if you have heard, but President Obama actually signed into law the National Alzheimer's Project Act recently, and that's an incredible piece of legislation in which the government is now taking a stand, and they're saying, we're paying attention to Alzheimer's disease. We understand this is going to be huge in the upcoming years with the boomers now turning 65. And in that plan, he actually set a pretty lofty goal of finding a cure for Alzheimer's disease by 2025.
It seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, when President Reagan passed away, he passed away from Alzheimer's disease, mm-hmm. It seems after his passing, a lot more attention to Alzheimer's took place. Am I right on that?
Definitely. You know, it takes people stepping forward and telling their story. I think that the association has helped to get the word out as well, and we've kind of mobilized people in that area. as people start progressing through, they kind of pull back and they withdraw, and you start to see less and less of them, and they're not able to communicate what's happening to them as well. Maybe 30 years ago also, this disease was looked at with shame or even blame. People would blame the person for developing this disease. And so it's a lot of educating the public on what is the reality of Alzheimer's disease, and then it takes people who are well known in the United States or even in the world to kind of step forward and say, I have Alzheimer's disease, and this is what's happening to me, this is how I'm affected. Mm-hmm. You know, Ronald Reagan, you mentioned already, is a great example here in central Illinois. Also, Glenn Campbell has recently stepped forward, and he's doing his farewell tour right now, but he is very open about the fact that he's been diagnosed. Pat Summitt, the women's basketball coach as well, she's really stepping forward and telling her story, and that's what we really need people to do to kind of break the stigma that surrounds Alzheimer's disease even today.
Now, Heather Mulder is our guest. She is with the Alzheimer's Association of Greater Illinois. Let's continue on. Heather, you guys are going to be in Nokomis on the 31st with a seminar on Alzheimer's. Tell us a little bit about the seminar on the 31st.
Well, the program that I'm going to be doing is called Know the 10 Signs, Early Detection Matters. And this is an incredible program talking about what are the first outward signs that you'll start seeing of someone who's developing Alzheimer's disease. Things like the memory changes that start developing or start disrupting daily life, difficulty completing familiar tasks. What are the things that you're going to start noticing? And then what's good also, people are very concerned, especially when I do this program, I can almost see them diagnosing themselves as I go through the warning signs. And so we do talk about what is typical aging and then what is Alzheimer's disease and what is the difference between how people will show these different problems that are developing. Then we talk about why it is so important to detect these warning signs and get a diagnosis. That speaks to the whole kind of stigma surrounding Alzheimer's, and it speaks to the fact that we don't have a treatment or a prevention right now. A lot of times people don't get a diagnosis, and it's really important that they do. It's important so they can put plans in place so that they can take advantage of the treatments that are available. So that's kind of what this Know the 10 Signs program was created around.
The seminar will be held Tuesday, July 31st from 2 until 3 at the United Methodist Church in Nokomis. Now, how did this all, did the church or a group from the church contact you to bring you in? How did this all come about?
You know, actually, one of my coworkers in the Springfield office is actually from Nokomis. Her name is Tina Arnold, and she does the fundraising in Springfield for us. And she actually came out a couple months ago and did a fundraiser in Nokomis called Tag Days. I don't know if anybody remembered driving around and seeing people stand out in front of stores or on street corners, and they were giving little flower seed, forget-me-not flower seed packets away for a donation to the Alzheimer's Association. And Nokomis really embraced this fundraiser and was incredible about how they gave back to the association. And so this is just kind of us wanting to come back and say thank you so much for your support. These are, you know, give you the education and give you the resources so that if you are impacted in that area, you know that there is a service out there and you know where your dollars went to. So this is just, it's really kind of a big thank you to you guys for your support.
Now, Heather, we are coming close to the end of the program. Real quickly, as we come to a close, anyone seeking more information regarding the seminar on the 31st, is there a website or a phone number that they can call?
Absolutely. You can visit our website. It is alz.org/Illinois. And you'll click on the education programs, and you can register there. Also, you can contact our Springfield office for more information or to register as well. And that number is 217-726-5184.
Heather, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and I would love to have you back on the program in the near future. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'd love that opportunity.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Heather Mulder from the Alzheimer's Association Illinois Chapter. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.